What is this?
Waking up with the Wolf.
Hey, wake up.
Wow, I am not drunk enough to enjoy this yet.
Damn right.
We've all heard the hoopla about Ellen and the most recent one about Ellen's lesbian kiss and so forth and so on. And lesbianism and gay relationships are certainly becoming more mainstream. But we will know when they are mainstream when we actually hear, as a hit song, a popular lesbian love duet. You know, like You Don't Bring Me Flowers with Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand. When you see two lesbians singing that to each other about lesbian love, then you'll know it's mainstream. And when we do finally get that, it might sound something like this. Not like that, no. Let me welcome into the studio Darius. Darius is the first entrant in our search for an announcer. We want somebody who's going to be able to present the show in a way that is unique and unusual and not very typical of some
absolutely.
Of the...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Darius, now you're 95% deaf, I understand.
Hey, you turned on the volume all of a sudden. Of course, yeah.
I turned it down a hair because you were feeding back.
The man is 95% deaf. You're turning down
the volume.
How'd
you turn down the volume? It was cool.
Sorry.
Very smooth, Ellen.
Oops, I did it again.
All right, these are tongue twisters. We've asked Darius, who wants the job as our announcer.
All right,
hand Darius one. I just want you to pick it up and start reading it, Darius,
as well
as you can. You've got to read it 5 times fast. This is just to test your vocal dexterity. Here you go.
Old Mr. Hunt had a cutty punt. Not a cutty punt, but a hunt putty hunt punt cutty. I'm slipping up on this, and y'all.
It's fine. You have a disability.
It's very tricky.
Old Mr. Hunt had a cutty punt. Not a cutty punt, not a punt, putty.
The people accept you, Darius. The people accept you.
You're doing a very good job.
You're doing a fine job.
y'all are off the wall.
That's brilliant. All right, give me the next one. Here's another one for you.
This is about a mother pheasant plucker.
All right, here you go. Read this fast, please, Darius.
You know, people who pluck pheasants.
You're doing great.
No.
This is Darius.
Right.
He's applying for our announcer job. Tongue twisters, go.
I am a mother's pheasant plucker. I pluck mother's pheasants. I am the best mother pheasant plucker. That ever plucked a mother's pheasant. Are y'all taping this?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh?
Waking up with the Wolf.
And finally, if I could, I have just a couple of little, you know.
You do whatever you want. We don't need to break.
All right.
That's right.
Why do doctors slap babies' butts right after they're born, Ann?
Why?
To try to knock the penises off the smart ones.
Are you doing men jokes?
Ellen.
Sorry.
Ellen.
Is that bad?
You knucklehead, you messed it all up. If you're a woman saying that to a woman, you say you knock the penises off the dumb ones. You don't say off the smart ones. Boy, did you just shoot yourself in the humorous foot.
Be quiet, John. Just think you can look forward to more of this.
If I may point out a distinction there.
If I may point out, I'll be at the Ramada Inn on April 27th.
Okay.
Well, let me hear one more.
Yeah? Well, you're rubber and I'm glue.
Yeah.
Anything I say to you really sticks to me. Boy, you told them, Ellen.
Be quiet. Why are men like blenders?
I give up.
Why?
Well, you need one, but you're not quite sure why.
Yeah, because, you know, having it's so puzzling, the blender. Why do you really have one? What does it do? If only the name was some indication. And that bloody toaster, what's that for? And the dishwasher. What the hell could they possibly name a thing a dishwasher for? What does it do?
Why is psychoanalysis quicker for men than for women?
I give up.
When it's time to go back to childhood, well, he's already there.
Oh, so it would be a shorter trip.
Good, John.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, you'll be fun in the audience.
Right. Yeah, well, they knock the penises off the dumb ones, you know. What else you got?
Like an Oprah Winfrey chili fart. Wolf in the morning.
Well, it's 3 in the morning. Got my beer goggles on. And I'm feeling horny. No longer looking for a 9 or a 10. I'll settle for a 2 or a 3. I got fat snatch fever. Fat snatch fever.
No one complains because they think you're a damn lunatic.
Waking up with the Wolf.
Beer crate juice.
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Bill Short.
Yes, my name is Pepe Freyes. I'm calling from São Paulo, Brazil. I represent Joselina da Silva. Does the name sound familiar to you?
No.
She is Brazil's fattest, biggest woman. And I need for you to tell me who I need to speak to give her a tryout as the goalie. She's a 900-pound woman.
Really?
Big. Very big.
That sounds big.
I'm thinking she could fill up the entire pipe area.
She probably could.
The puck could never get through.
That's a good idea.
And you could save on pads. You'd never have to give her pads because she's a big woman.
That's a good idea. Well, just bring her up.
Who should I have her ask for? Do I bring her to the Madison Square Garden?
Or bring her to Madison Square Garden and have her talk to Nicole Wetzel.
And who is she? She's in charge of goalies?
Nicole Wetzel is in charge of goalies, yes.
Is there a rule in the NHL against a big person?
Big fat woman from Brazil? I don't think there's a rule against big fat women from Brazil.
But in size in general, is there a rule of this kind?
I don't think so. Hold on one moment.
Except no cheap imitations. There's only one Wolf in the Morning.
He bends piss off.
And I hate when you ask someone for a glass of water.
Yeah.
And they ask, why? Are you thirsty? No, Dick Nolan, I just wanted to check and see if my neck leaks. Of course I'm thirsty. What the hell's wrong with you?
Right. 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 Yeah.
God, I hate people.
Yeah.
I'm sick of women taking credit for all of our most accomplished men.
Oh, I've heard that phrase, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Behind every great man is a woman.
Behind every great man is a woman. That's
you,
right. That's what they
that,
say.
Right?
That's what they
you
say.
You heard that, Ellen?
Yeah.
So behind every great man, there's a woman. We've heard it over and
that's
over, Bob.
That's what they say.
Yep.
So I guess that means behind every loser, there's some nagging, shrewish bitch who dragged him down. You don't like that one, do you?
They're smart. They are organized.
It's the Wolf.
You know, he's always looking for a playmate.